Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to make sense of what we heard yesterday from the Bible. Yesterday, we heard a story in the Bible where Paul, one of the early Christian communicators, found himself standing before some powerful men with the ability to present his case. See, he'd been arrested, basically placed in protective custody because of all the riots that were starting around him whenever he preached about Jesus. And he's appealed to Caesar. It's his right as a Roman citizen to do that. And so these powerful men, two local rulers, King Agrippa and Festus, are trying to figure out what to do with him. If they forward him on to Caesar, they need to have some charges laid against him. Otherwise, there's no reason to send him for an appeal. So they're trying to figure out what's wrong with this guy. Why does everybody hate him so much? And so they listen to his story. He started by describing his story of how he was going to persecute some Christians one day, and he found himself becoming a Christian when Jesus intervened in his life, threw him off his horse, and everything changed from then on. It seems like a strange way to defend yourself, because what he's doing is he's preaching the very same message that got him in all that trouble. He's not just saying, sorry, excuse me, or anything like that, I won't do it again. He's actually doing the very thing that caused all the trouble in the first place. Why would he do that? Well, we're going to see how the story continues. It might shed some light on that for us. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. For this reason the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles. As he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind. But Paul said, I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly. For I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And Agrippa said to Paul, In a short time would you persuade me to be a Christian? And Paul said, Whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains. Then the king rose, and the governor, and Bernice, and those who were sitting with them. And when they had withdrawn, they said to one another, This man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment. And Agrippa said to Festus, This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. Now I just love Paul's boldness in this story. Here's a guy who's been arrested, he's in chains, he finds himself before two powerful rulers, and he thinks he's going to convert them to his new religion. I think it's just great. It's totally keeping with his character. It's totally who he is and what he believes, and it's what we should do too, but he's very cheeky about it. And even when Festus tries to call him on it and says, you're crazy, why would you be trying to do this? He comes clean with it and he says, here's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to share this news with everybody I meet, including the powerful and wealthy, because it changes lives. It changes my life. It could change your life. It changes everybody's lives. He is a true believer and he's willing to boldly stick his neck out and even risk giving up his life by talking so boldly to powerful people who could probably have him arrested for being so cheeky and not speaking to them with more deference. Maybe because he knows he's got Roman citizenship, he is being bold like this because he knows he's got that card to play, that he has appealed to Caesar and is a Roman citizen. It gives him some amount of protection, but I think he's also just very cheeky. Now this is kind of like getting an audience with the Prime Minister and not using it as an opportunity to get an autograph, buy some special treatment for your community or something like that. Not trying to get ahead with it or get a picture with them to put on your wall, but completely using that time with the Prime Minister one-on-one to talk about what it would mean to follow Jesus. Completely unselfish. Completely not looking out for one's own interests, but using that time for the glory of God. That's what Paul did with his time before these powerful rulers. He didn't try to buy his protection. He didn't try to sneak his way out of it or apologize or anything like that. He just did what God had called him to do with people of all kinds, rich and poor, powerful or not. He just did what he'd always been called to do by Jesus Christ. Now, what would these men have learned? Well, I think it's pretty obvious to King Agrippa that Paul is a true believer, that God has truly transformed his life. Because here he is boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ before a powerful man who probably has to be careful what he says. And yet Paul directly asks him, "I know you believe. You believe, right?" He dares to point a finger at a ruler in that society when he should be showing some deference. So I think what Agrippa's seeing is that he is a sincere and true believer of what he believes. He's even willing to risk his neck for it. Festus sees the folly in what Paul is doing and the risk of it and tries to get him to back down, calling him crazy essentially. But Paul pays no attention to it, is completely undeferential to Festus as well, again taking a huge risk when he's been directly encouraged to just back off. He seems to consider himself an equal with the king and Festus, which is pretty incredible in that society, but as a citizen of God's kingdom, Paul and other Christians have this nasty habit of seeing other human beings the same as them. There's a very flat sort of sense to society in God's kingdom. We all fall under God's rule and law, and there's no other hierarchy in God's kingdom. And Paul is a citizen of both kingdoms. He's a citizen of Rome, which is very hierarchical, and then he's also a citizen of God's kingdom. And as he looks at a man like King Agrippa, it seems that the lens of God's kingdom is showing him just another man who needs Jesus. I love how Paul concludes his appeal, because he makes it really clear that he is not preaching about anything negative and terrible. He's not inciting violence and rebellion. There's nothing that the Romans should be concerned about. In many ways, there's nothing the Jews should be concerned about, because he's talking about their Messiah. So he says all this, "I've done nothing wrong, I'm doing all good things," and then he shows them his chains. And he says, "I wish you were all like me except for these chains." He makes it really clear that he has no reason to be in those chains. He's done nothing to deserve it, and yet he finds himself as a Roman citizen chained up in the Roman Empire. This is a problem. And those local rulers admit that there's no reason for him to be in those chains, except that he took the bold step of appealing to Caesar. He's already stated that his case needs to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and so as much as they'd like to let him go and not risk embarrassing themselves, he needs to go to Rome. That's what comes next. But first, I've got a question for you to think about today and discuss with friends, neighbors, colleagues, or fellow commuters. Why do you think Paul appealed to Caesar when this could have all been dealt with locally? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.